Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a very rich reading today. We hear readings. The book of Revelation presents us with the vision that John had, seeing new heaven and new earth, God dwelling with his people, holy Jerusalem coming down. It's a reality that it will be completely fulfilled at the end of the world, but it's already happening. The vision of the book of Revelation is vision of what is happening now that will be fulfilled at the end of the world. Because the new heaven and new earth that John saw, the word used about new is kainos, means that this is something new in nature, not something new in time, that the word for that be neos. So God is transforming the earth, the whole universe, already now, because of resurrection of Jesus Christ and his victory, and how he changes everything to the new life he offers us. And we are part of this new earth and new heaven. The new reality. And among this new reality, the center there, the center of the new creation, is a holy city, Jerusalem, that descend as a bride, and so God dwells with his people. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, it's already here. It's a holy church. It's a bride of Christ. And we are part of this holy city because God is already dwelling among us. This vision is already being fulfilled. God is among us, Emmanuel, God with us. And he's among us with Eucharist, with sacraments, through the Holy Spirit. God is present among his people, which is huge difference in comparison to the Old Testament, when God was completely separated from the people because of their sins, and they weren't pure and cleansed see him and be before him. We are part of the new order of new creation. God is among us. God is available to us. And there is also new set of rules for this new world. This is what Jesus talked in the Gospel. I'm giving you new commandment. Love one another. And again, use that same word, new, that is used in the book of Revelation. New as kairos means new in nature, not just something new in time, another commandment. Because this commandment was already present in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, when we read, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Leviticus 19:18. It's there. Love one another. Love your neighbor. The newness of Jesus' commandment is that he says, love one another as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. Not just love neighbor as yourself, but love neighbor as I have loved you, says the Lord. Which is really different kind of love, because we know how our love is imperfect, our love is weak, our love escapes often the challenges of the daily life and struggles. But the love that Jesus Christ loves us is a perfect love, and he calls us to love this love others. And so it is possible to love that way. And we see it in the image of marriage. Our spouses love each other as they sacrifice their lives for each other, for their children. We see as people sacrifice in their love for others to calm those in need. This is something new. It wasn't so present in the world before Jesus came to the world. We are part, once again, of the new creation. What to do with it now? The answer was given us in the entrance song. Praise the Lord, all creation. The forgotten ancient practice. Praise the Lord. This is the best we can do in our darkness, in our light, in the joys and struggles. The best thing to do is just give him praise. And once again, the more we focus on praising God, because first of all, he deserves all praise, even when it's very difficult for us to do it. The best thing we can do is just give him praise. Because it's like opening the dark veil for light of his presence. So let us pray that we may see more, that we are new creation. Not perfect yet. You can see it very clearly. We are not perfect. We will be made perfect when we get to heaven. But it's already happening. New heaven, new earth, new holy city, Jerusalem. God dwelling among us. It's already happening. We are part of it. And we just need to live more as new creation. Love more, live more, breathe more, follow God more, praise him more. That's why we are here, to be nourished by him once again, to receive his body and blood, the most beautiful nourishment we can ever receive. So let us praise the Lord.